Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity.
Really? Right here on the real side.
Why would I lie to you?
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being, you know, really being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And if you're part of the solution, that means we can fix stuff. I don't know if you caught the last segment, but you know, to my Christian friends, there are things we do and we say that we really can't back up. And when you can't back them up, you don't sound much different than the other guys. So let's just make sure we're doing the right thing. Not out of motion. You heard me in the first segment. I talked about how we are not a nation of emotions. That's not what we use to step out of the law with. People come here because we are a nation of laws. They come here because they know that they can be protected from the government. A lot of these people run away from countries where they're running away from the government, not because they're in trouble or any other thing. But those same governments that they're running away from would easily throw them in jail. Whole different animal. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are, spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. So, Dr. Williams, Cordy Williams, he's my freedom, like we refer to as he's our freedom fighter. He is out there doing stuff that we should be doing, but that's beside the point. And this weekend he's going to be in Colorado Springs, Colorado. So if you have a chance, check him out, go over there. And you can head over, what is it, the 1776foreverfree.com, 1776foreverfree.com. And he's crisscrossing the country right now because he's tired of this. He's tired of all the aggravation that we true patriots are getting. And as he's sitting there thinking one night, he's decided, you know what, I can't do nothing about it. I can't just sit here like I tell some of you. You can't just sit there and complain about it. You've got to be willing to do something about it, right? But what do you want to give up? What are you willing to give up? Our founding fathers, as I say all the time, they gave up property, loved ones, their life. So if you're tired of having tyrannical left-wing politicians think they can take over your life, and you have it up here, where's my mask? Just in case they come running into my studio, right? If you're tired of the whole mask thing, got businesses that are closing, people that are starving. I don't mean like they're hanging on the street starving. I mean like they're not eating like they used to because they're not making the money they used to. They have families to take care of. You're seeing civil unrest happen due to lies? I'm tired of it. You've heard me scream about it a million times over. But how about do something different about it? Make a change. So if you are around this weekend, okay, and you're in Colorado, You need to go to the event. It's in Colorado Springs. It's a Freedom Tour USA. You can check it out at 1776foreverfree.com, 1776foreverfree.com. And they got a lot of good speakers here. Well, Dr. Cordy Williams is one of them. Stacey Washington's been there. Kevin Jackson's been there. Mark McCluskey. A lot of them. And they'll have food. You won't go hungry. Remember, it's a peaceful protest. And it will be peaceful, right, people? And I'll say somewhat of a carnival atmosphere. They're going to have things there for your kids along with you, along with the adults, which is the way it should be. These kids have to see us out and about doing the right thing, sticking up for what we believe to be right and true. What are you imparting on these kids? What are you doing with these kids? They're so lost. I played clips last night of what's going on. And they're so lost. And I'm telling you, remember I told you the other day, it is what's happening now. The Democrats are starting to act like wounded animals, cornered wounded animals, because they know what's coming down, and they had a very short period of time to do it. And when, not if, when Trump replaces Ruth Bader with a conservative, then you may see more 7-2 rulings or 6-3s. Although I've always said, whether it's Republican or Democrat, I've always said this is wrong. It's wrong to have 5-4s. It's wrong. If these guys are truly interpreting the Constitution based on what our founding fathers want, you should have a boatload of 8-1, 9-0 rulings. A boatload. It's just amazing. But the reason I said they're starting to squirm is look at what's going on right now. Right, that anti-Trump Steele dossier. Right, you find that not only, I mean, they're finding all kinds of memos showing that the feds knew, the FBI knew that this was fake. That the information that was uncorroborated, but they still stepped out on it. Look at the millions of dollars they spent, they still stepped out on it. Just nuts. Now, some of you say that the reason that President Trump has put together all these attorneys in the different states, because he's going to try to steal the election. I'm telling you why he's got him there. The DOJ has just ordered Pennsylvania County to change ballot practices because they had trouble with military ballots. You know why? Because most of the military ballots, the mass majority, are going to break towards the president. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Works so much better when you hit all the right buttons. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. So I want you to hear this. So real quick before I bring on the guest, right? I just did a story about how people in Idaho, of all places, Idaho, Christians were arrested while singing hymns. I mean, we've got so far away from what our founding fathers had in mind. If some of you would look it up, you would find out that the principles and the precepts of the Bible, they wanted taught in public school. Now we can't even bring a Bible to public school, open it up, and start talking about it. This is where we've got to. And now we're arresting people for singing hymns in a parking lot. This is scary. Extremely scary.
And that's why we need more fighters. We need more warriors. You know, I keep asking you guys, where are my warriors? Where are those of you that are willing to get up and do what our founding fathers did and take this country back? It's really that simple. Dr. Courtney Williams joins me. He's a highly decorated Marine with two Navy and Marine Corps achievement medals. And, you know, he is the founder of the 1776 Forever Free. And I keep telling you guys to get information, right? Listen, when he's off, I'll give you the place to go because I want to talk to him. I want to get him going. Courtney, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me there, Joey Bag of Donuts. It is an honor, my friend.
Hey, next week is Donut Day. I expect a donut, a half a dozen, a dozen, two dozen, whatever your heart leads you to do here in the studio. So,
well, you know what they say, Joe. If you eat an organic, gluten-free donut, you don't. There's no sugar in it. It's healthy for your body.
Okay, so
your body reads it exactly like it would a stalk of broccoli or something.
If you're going to send me a sugar-free, organic, I mean, what is it, a gluten-free donut, just send me an old piece of shoe leather. It would probably have more flavor. anyhow. All right. So you're going to be in Colorado Springs this weekend. And again, let's talk about this. How are you going to get there? By bike? Because apparently, if you don't wear your mask right, you don't get to travel. Huh?
Well, you know, I have about 8 more chances or opportunities to sip my water under these Adolf draconian policies. And give it a try to see if someone sees my red 1776 Forever Free Freedom hat and starts to get those chills that they get down their spine of, oh, my God, it's an American show. It's somebody that believes in the flag. What do we do? You know? So I have about, I think there's 8 more airlines I can try out, though.
Wow. So tell people what happened to you, because they don't believe this stuff when they see it, but you actually had it happen to you.
Yeah, I'm sitting there. I get in my Southwest Airlines seat, which you know, I think Southwest is like, what would I compare it to? A really bad taxi. You know, the ones you get in and there's like gum on the side of the door handle and weird smells of foreign creatures and substances and whatever, right? And so I sit down. You know, we didn't do our due diligence to book a ticket on a Mercedes-Benz airline. We chose the Pinto airline. And no offense to anybody that flies Southwest, but I have a little bit of anger towards Southwest right now, so I'm processing my anger right now. And so we're sitting there, and I sit down, and I put my facial prophylactic, because my PR guy and my coach are telling me that the C word is maybe a little bit too profane.
Yes. Yeah,
the plastic apparatus that goes on your face. So and I'm not talking about that C word, but the C word that refers to this plastic you put on your face and other areas of your body. And so I'm saying the facial prophylactic that we wear on our face, I had my facial prophylactic down on my chin and I was sipping water. Cause on the last 7 flights, Joe, for the last 7 weeks that I've been gone, Southwest Airlines has said that that's okay if you sip water. So one lady comes by and she's like, sir, we need you to put your mask up. I put it up for a second. I pull it right back down. And I drink water. A couple minutes later, another flight attendant. Same thing. Happens like 5 times, right? With different people. And I'm like, wow, this is really crazy. They've never done it like this much before, and this targeted of a time period where they're like highlighting me. And it was almost like they were highlighting me in retrospect. They saw my hat. They saw my shirt. I reeks of Republican sentiments or really just constitutionality, right? Which they quiver. It's like a psoriatic sore comes on their arm when they think about a patriot out there, right? And so I start just continuing to sip water and a lady comes down, right? She literally bends over at the waist or gets down on a knee almost like you would if you were talking to like a 2-year-old and she goes, sir, if you don't understand the masking policy, I can take you off the plane and explain it to you. So that was her nice way of saying I was about to get booted off the plane. So I said, no, I got it. I totally get it. I totally understand it. There's no need for you to take me off the plane. And she said, well, I'm going to need you to take that mask and put it over your nose and your mouth. And I said, well, ma'am, I'm sipping water right now. So how does that work exactly? And she's like, are you trying to be smart? I said, no, I'm just wondering. I'm sipping water right now. And I literally mimicked it, Joe. I took my mask and I put it on my nose and my mouth. And then I took it down and I drank. Nose and mouth, took it down and then I drank. And I did it in front of her. I did this motion of left hand, right hand. Mask to nose and mouth, right hand up to drink, pull down mask. And I did that back and forth. She goes, sir, there's no reason to be smart. I said, I'm not being smart. Your own policy says we can sip water. I'm just wondering why you're busting my chops. And I think I used different verbiage. But I was in a very, very even tone like this. She kind of storms off, doesn't really say anything. I don't think anything of it. My assistant and I get off the plane about 5 minutes later, and right there in the jet bridge, here is this blonde and this other guy that I saw when I wore my wife's thong on my face a couple of months ago, and him and the pilot chased me off the plane down to baggage claim. So I see this guy that I've seen before, and I recognize him because you just don't forget a face like that, even when you're looking through a thong. She points me out. He comes along, and she goes, him, that's him right there. And then this guy comes towards me, and we're like, my assistant and I are kind of freaked out. I'm like, did we win the lotto? Did we win a special prize? What's going on here? And so this guy comes up next to me. Sir, I heard that you had problems with the masking policy.
Go quick. So you can't fly anymore?
On Southwest, I can't, essentially.
All right, I'm going to give people more information on you. I know you're going to take off, so I'll give them more information about you. Hold on, though. I want to get something for you during the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lorenzo Johnson has been charged in connection with the shooting of two Louisville police officers on Wednesday night. An arrest report shows Johnson was charged with 14 counts of wanton endangerment and 2 counts of assault. Louisville's interim police chief, Robert Schroeder, with an update on the officers.
Officer Robinson Desroches was shot in the abdomen last night, having to undergo surgery. He's in stable condition and expected to recover. Officer Desroches joined the department in March of 2019 and works in our 2nd Division. Again, we are extremely fortunate these two officers will recover.
Several military ballots cast for President Trump have been recovered after federal authorities opened an unspecified investigation regarding mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania. The U.S. Attorney's Office in the Middle District of Pennsylvania releasing a statement saying they're looking into this situation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me like the fella once.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. Really, truly, just being part of the solution as a whole. Because that's what we want, right? We all want to be, I don't want to say we all want to be on the same page, because I don't want to make it sound like I'm looking for us to be, you know, little robots, because that's not the truth. But, you know, can we not spew, simply just not spew what everybody else is spewing? So I thought I'd take a minute to, I'll get back to Cordy's story. Actually, you know what, I can do this in the next clip. Never mind. I screwed that one up. But I can live with it. So, Dr. Cordy Williams, he's crisscrossing the country right now. And it's really cool what he's doing. You know, he's out there fighting for your freedom, my freedom. And he's putting his own money into it. He got a lot of good traction early on. And these are great, energized events. He started a foundation called the 1776 Forever Free. And head over there, 1776foreverfree.com. And the beauty with it is he's bringing in speakers, he's empowering you, helping you understand what you can do to really, truly make a difference. Are you interested in making a difference? Seriously. Now, he was telling you how he kept on the plane. He kept lifting his mask up to take drinks of water, to take sips of water. Now, I don't believe he was doing it to aggravate Southwest Airlines. Matter of fact, some of you, if you can get away with it, call them, cancel your ticket. Say, look, I don't like the way you treat people, patriots. I don't like the way you treat them. I'm sure it was some flight attendant that was wigging out over the fact that he wasn't wearing his mask. I mean, they probably saw his 1776 Foundation, easy to figure out, red hat, white print. And it probably made them crazy. Right? So, you need to support people. I need to support people like this. That's why I bring them on the show. Seriously. Real Joe 855. Somebody sent me links while I'm talking. It seems MSNBC is working overtime and to try to cover up for Joe Biden. You know, going back and suggesting that he didn't do certain things that he did, which I think is hilarious. They never do that. For a matter of fact, when it comes to Trump, they actually, you know, pile onto it things that aren't true to make it sound worse than it actually is. Anyhow. But so William said that what happened to him is after they got off the plane, you know, they went down to baggage. There was somebody there waiting. You heard there was somebody waiting for him from Southwest Airlines. And they followed him down to the baggage area. Then the attendant on the flight, the Russian spy, because she came running down and she looked at the other two people, probably security people, and pointed and said, you know, that's him. That's the guy. Well, that's the guy that did what? He's asking if there was a problem. They told him, you know, something about giving them a hard time. He's like, no, just try to drink my water. Can't drink it through the mask. And that wasn't it. They just didn't like him. This is what Trump derangement syndrome does to people. And they call us the sick ones. We there were many of us that probably couldn't stand Obama the same way they can. We didn't lose our minds over it. It's not the way we operate. So without telling him anything, after talking with him for a few minutes, he said they went to get on their flight or check out their next flight that they were going on. And it had been unceremoniously, without a phone call, a text, it had been canceled. So Southwest canceled their flight, and now they can't fly on that because he wanted to drink water. Think about that one. Isn't that great? So, anyhow, back to why this is so important, why keeping track of what's happening, why questioning these ballots and how they're coming in, why it's so important. You've got a presidential election that's less than 8 weeks away. And then I'm kind of floored or confused because the Democrats now want people to go to the polls and not mail in the ballots. I'll tell you why I think it is, in my personal opinion. There's already been tens of thousands of ballots that have been rejected because the signature doesn't match, because it was sent back in the wrong envelope, it wasn't filled out right. All kinds of reasons. Now, you're telling me all these people are that stupid? Because I don't buy it. People know how to read. They know how to look at examples. But there are too many ballots being returned. And all of a sudden, the Dems turn around and go, No, we need to do in-person voting. Really. If you think about where they're at right now, and if there's people expecting to get mail-in ballots, will they go to the polls? If they don't go to the polls, and the mail-in ballots are thrown out, so to speak, are they going to count the ones at the polls first? So if I go vote in your stead, because you think by mailing in your ballot, you've got it locked up? Is the one at the poll going to count as opposed to the mail-in one? Justice Department sent a letter to the Pennsylvania County on Thursday ordering it to change the practices after multiple, ready for this, military ballots were found discarded. Why would you throw away military ballots? I'll tell you why. I believe, again, because they break right. They mostly break for Trump. And they don't want that. The issue surfaced earlier in the day when the DOJ announced that it had recovered a small number of discarded ballots. While the Justice Department would not say where they found the ballots, they did say that there were 9 recovered, 7 of which were cast for President Trump. You hear that? 9 recovered, 7 of them had cast their vote for President Trump. So don't tell me, do not tell me, that there's not going to be voter fraud going on like crazy. The other 2 were sealed by the county before the FBI recovered them. Which probably means they couldn't open them or weren't allowed to open them. In his letter to Luzerne County, Attorney David Freed indicated that additional ballot materials were found in the dumpster. Freed said their investigation yielded troubling findings, including that the county allegedly improperly opened ballots. Why would they open ballots? It's not the time. Even though your staff has made some attempts to reconstitute certain of the improperly opened ballots, there's no guarantee that any of these votes will be counted. In addition, our investigation has revealed that nearly all envelopes received, but that was bad English, in the elections office were opened as a matter of course. It was explained to investigators that the envelopes used for official overseas military absentees and mail-in ballot requests are very similar, that the staff believed that adhering to the protocol of preserving envelopes unopened would cause them to miss such ballot requests. Our interviews further revealed that the issue was a problem in the primary election, therefore known issue, and the problem had not been corrected. Why not? If you knew it was a problem, did it break in favor of you so you left it alone? Now, the assigned investigators continued their work, including reviewing additional discarded materials. It's imperative that the issues be identified and corrected quickly. Luzerne County District Attorney Stephanie Salavantes, she requested an investigation which involves cooperation with the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office. Her office claims it opened an investigation after hearing about the issues. Now, Freed said that in addition to the military ballots, investigators recovered barcoded absentee ballot envelopes, but they were empty. Think about that. How can you have this much or this many or all these problems and not have voter fraud? Joe Mancini, your host, just on the Real Side. Be back in a little bit.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking ExtendoVite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone?
This shit, that ice cold, Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them.
We are back.
Them good girls, straight masterpieces.
Well, this is Real Time of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Show. 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Just look at it. It truly is simply being involved and engaged. It's all I want. It ain't that hard. It ain't a big... Look at show up, will you? There you go. Anyway, always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. As I said, look, you know, we're hearing all this about Breonna Taylor. And, you know, what's going on? And I think you heard people, even some of my friends that are now worried about what's happening, you know, that Breonna did not get the proper, I don't know, she didn't get to be heard. That she go in front of a jury. And for those of you, you know, who I have respect for, and I know you listen to the show, stop it. Get informed first, then open your mouth. And the reason I say it that way, and I'm saying what I'm saying, is you're not informed, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, and you're just putting out false information. Okay, I mean, you don't have the facts, and yet you're speaking like you do. A grand jury is a jury. And this is actually a joke about a grand jury, that you can indict a ham sandwich with a grand jury. You can, because there's nobody there to defend that the people they're getting ready to indict. The evidence is laid out. The grand jury decides whether there's enough there to go to trial. They decided it was only enough on one. So Charlie Kirk breaks down the truth about Breonna Taylor. And I agree with him, and I could have just gotten it done it myself, but he did it already, so let's give him credit for it. And I'm going to play this for you. It's only a couple of minutes long, but you got to hear this. You got to pay attention. Remember what we're told before I get started here. It was a no-knock warrant. They went rushing in. She jumped up because, all of a sudden somebody was breaking into her apartment or her house, and then the shooting started. Well, not really.
For the lies that are being told about this Breonna Taylor incident in Louisville, there now are anarchist, BLM incorporated, and Democrats that are marching in the streets trying to advocate for justice for Breonna Taylor. Senator Harris, who will never become Vice President of the United States, says her family deserves justice. Well, let's actually go over the facts of the case. So, as background, there is an individual that was by the name of Jamarcus Glover. This was Breonna Taylor's ex-boyfriend. She was knee-deep in crime with Jamarcus Glover. In fact, he used Breonna Taylor's address for deliveries. He was arrested in a no-knock warrant.
Pay attention. Don't let this get away from you, because this is what I keep telling you. You need these facts to be able to speak to other people.
Breonna Taylor was in business with her ex-boyfriend, Jamarcus Glover. So there was another warrant that was issued, a no-knock warrant, to go arrest Breonna Taylor. Had her name on it. So they go to her residence, and they knock. They knocked, even though it was a no-knock raid. So they go into her home, because there was no answer after they knocked, and the police were shot at by her new boyfriend, criminal, thug, Kenneth Walker. Kenneth Walker started to shoot at the police and shot Sergeant Mattingly in the leg. Unfortunately and tragically, Breonna Taylor got caught in the crossfire. She was not in her bed, however. She was standing in the hallway. And so after this, the police returned fire back and forth, and Breonna Taylor passes away. That's not an outcome that I think anyone would defend. However, this was not as if they walked into a random apartment or the police strolled up to a random person on the side of the street, execution style, and decided to kill this individual. Breonna Taylor was dating a criminal, Kenneth Walker, who decided to shoot at the police. And so the grand jury pored over this information. People are outraged. They say they're only tried with reckless endangerment. That's probably a correct indictment for one of the police officers for endangering some of the other individuals in apartments that were adjacent. However, do you think for a second if there was evidence for this grand jury to proceed with a murder indictment that they wouldn't have done that? You see, this grand jury was under such public pressure.
Now think about what he's saying. It's truthful. I mean, some of them were probably looking for a way to make sure that they didn't leave that room without indicting them for something. But they couldn't, because it wasn't there. 24 independent people. It wasn't there.
To go and proceed with that sort of indictment for murder, and they didn't because the facts did not warrant it. So before you continue to wear Breonna Taylor's name on your helmet, or you have a shirt that says Breonna Taylor, know the facts of the case. That she was involved in a drug trafficking criminal scheme, that she was dating a attempted cop killer, Kenneth Walker, and her ex-boyfriend was Jamarcus Glover. Not exactly involved with the best people in society. This is the same as Jacob Blake. People say, oh, we must remember Jacob Blake. Really? Jacob Blake was accused of being a rapist. I thought we're supposed to believe all women. So before we start to create these nationwide emotives, quasi-pathological campaigns around unjust police killings, Breonna Taylor would still be alive if her boyfriend and her lover, Kenneth Walker, didn't try to kill a police officer. Now, I'm not defending the fact that Breonna Taylor passed away in the crossfire, but this idea that the police officers went out of their way to go murder Breonna Taylor while she was in her bed, when she was in the hallway?
See, it's not true. I was talking about this today with somebody. Just tell the American people the truth. Tell us the truth and let us decide for ourselves. But they can't do that because it doesn't go with their narrative.
It's nonsense. And the police knocked, even though they had a no-knock warrant. Know the facts. Don't get angry just because the media tells you. And stand with our police officers. The police officers acted correctly in this situation. And if they're going to burn down another city around this, we should not tolerate this anymore.
No.
Stand the line with truth. Hold the line with truth, I should say. Because these people want to burn down our country at all costs.
See, he said these people too.
Breonna Taylor was involved in a criminal drug trafficking ring. Her ex-boyfriend was a drug trafficker, and when she passed away, her current boyfriend was an attempted cop killer. Know the facts. Free your mind. You might be a happier person. And if anyone dares try to burn down Louisville or says they will, they should be arrested and thrown in prison for at least a decade. Thanks so much. God bless you guys.
I'm in 100% agreement with him. No, seriously. You don't get to break the law because you feel like somebody else broke the law. I mean, if that's the way it works, there'd be a whole bunch of people pass out around my area. Because when they break the law, I just get to take it in my own hands, right? Just saying. It's always, what was Jules Brennan's favorite line? It's always a puzzlement with these people. Because I said it at the beginning of the show. They don't want us to be a nation of laws. They want us to be a nation of feelings and or what they believe to be the law. What's true to them. What they believe should be what we step out on and what we do. And it's just wrong. And we need to, and that's the other thing. We need to enforce the laws for real. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Governor Newsom's at it again. I told you last night that he just signed a new law, an executive order, which aren't laws. We know this. But the executive order is to make sure that we have no more gas vehicles, no more internal combustion engines by 2035. So I've asked California State Senator Melissa Melendez to join me, and I met her for the first time at an event, at a peaceful protest where about 5,000 people showed up. Trump-loving, country-loving patriots showed up to discuss their rights. It was great. It was a great day out for everybody. And I'll tell you what, she got up there, and she took no prisoners. And she talked about what was going on in the California state legislature. And, you know, I've always said, yeah, I don't know what it is. I know people that have gone up there, and it's something in the air, somehow, that sucks the common sense out of their brains. I don't know how that happens. So she's going to join us in the next hour. But we're looking at reparations, the lockdown of schools, no more gas vehicles, you know, tripling again. What are they going to do when they lose all this gas tax money? Right? I mean, what's he care? He won't be here then anyhow. Melissa had 5 children with her husband, Nico, who is a veteran of the U.S. Navy. He served 25 years around the world, probably continues to serve today as a commander in an active Naval Reserve unit. And she has done so much for her area. And I can't wait to have her on, because I'll tell you what, we in California, we should be hearing a flushing sound any minute now. Joe Bastien, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up at the top of the hour.